Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to him that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait for Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thus saith Jehovah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he hath understanding and knoweth me, that I am Jehovah who exerciseth loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Jehovah. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, putting him to a test. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the great and first commandment. Let us unite in prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we thank thee for thy grace and truth, for the gift of eternal life, for the joy of fellowship with thy people, and for thy servants who guide us in the duties and delights of scholarly work. Enable us by thy Spirit to think clearly about the fundamental issues of life, to make right decisions in a decisive and dangerous age, and to live daily by faith in thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us read responsively selection number 10. Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her.
Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand there is none.
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. We are met together this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to induct Dr. Archie Nations, Dr. Eugene McLeod, and Dr. Ellis W. Holland, Jr. into their ministry among us. They come to us not merely as the servants of men, but as the servants of God. They have been prompted to their labors among us by inward constraint and outward call, and it is fitting that we should enter into covenant with them this day to fulfill our ministry together as those who would gladly learn and gladly teach.
Mr. President, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Archie Nations, Associate Professor of New Testament, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him company.
Dean Brown, it is my joy upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary to invite Dr. Nations to enter formally upon his calling among us. Dr. Nations, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the will to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and to be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Christ Jesus.
President, It is my pleasure to present to you Dr. H. Eugene McLeod, Assistant Professor of Bibliography and Librarian, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him coming.
Dean Brown, it is my joy upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary to invite Dr. McLeod to enter formally upon his calling among us. Dr. McLeod, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the will to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Christ Jesus.
President,
Dean Brown.
It is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Ellis W. Holland, Jr., Associate Professor of Philosophy of Religion, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him coming.
Dean Brown, it is my joy upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary to invite Dr. Holland to enter formally upon his calling among us. Dr. Holland, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the will to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Christ Jesus. May the God of truth bless what we have done this day, that we may know his will and do it in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, send down thy Holy Spirit upon these thy servants, Archie L. Nations, H. Eugene McLeod, and Ellis W. Holland, Jr. Thy spirit of wisdom and understanding, thy spirit of counsel and might, thy spirit of knowledge, piety and godly fear, as we now in thy name commend them to thee. Grant them fullness of grace for the work whereunto thou hast called them, and equip them with every good work to do thy will. Endue them with wisdom to understand, and with power to proclaim thy holy word. Grant that they may offer with all thy people here acceptable worship with reverence and awe, and faithfully administer their ministry among us. Fill them with thy love, that they may feed the church which thy Son purchased with his own blood. Keep them faithful in their labors for thee. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, may they obtain the unfading crown of glory. And now unto the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be glory, dominion, and power forever.